Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brooklyn. Today we're continuing our discussion on the law of averages. And yesterday we talked about not taking big risks over and over again. And the bottom line there is that in order to be truly successful, it typically requires some risks, especially if you're going to come into vast sums of money, right? Unless you inherit it, if you're creating the money on your own, you know, entrepreneurs take big risks to get where they need to go. But at some point, you have to mitigate some of that risk, right? You cannot continue to take just unadulterated risk over and over and over again, because sooner or later, it's going to catch up to you. And so the way to deal with that is to really focus on spreading out your risk, right? So when you've gotten to that point where you've amassed wealth, and hopefully it's considerable wealth, but if you've gotten to the point where you've achieved things in life and you have some discretionary income, then you know you want to start to think about how you can retain the money and retain the assets that you've created. So if you, as an investor, if you put all your money in one place, you run the risk of losing it, right? So if you say, you know, I want to make a big investment, I'm going to take everything I have and I'm going to put it in a very speculative stock, for instance, and that stock doesn't work out the way you want it to, or it goes out of business, you lose everything. So the way you do it is you spread things around. You invest in different things across different asset classes and you know, hopefully things that don't look like each other. So if they don't correlate closely to each other, typically what will happen is when one is up, the other is down, and vice versa, and that's what you're looking for. You want some stability so that if certain things aren't working out, other things are. And so what we discuss here is while you may take some big bets early in life, when you reach a point in life where you become responsible for more than just yourself, right? As you get older and you've got other people dependent upon you, that's when it becomes very, very important to spread out your risk. It comes down to creating that stability that you need later in life. So think about this. Think about the risk that you're taking on. Think about your exposure. And think about not having too much exposure to any one place, right? That's the game. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You want to make sure you've got diversification. You want to make sure that, God forbid, something bad happens to the economy, to the stock market, to the bond market, to whatever, to gold, to whatever you're invested, that you've got some stabilizing factors. You simply don't want everything to move in lockstep with what you already own. You want things to act independently of each other so you create the stability. It's that simple. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link. The link is joelbrookman.com. And just suggest that they subscribe. From there, they can click on links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to touch on the idea of minimizing your losses. But for today, it's really all about looking at the risk that you're taking on in your life and looking for ways that you can spread that risk between different components that don't act like each other.